Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Lance Gilman joins us. He's the partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman in his role as partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
I'm pleased to be here. And as a quick reminder, I'm also a county commissioner from Story County, so we've been hot in the hunt and all this stuff for months.
There is a long list of things that you are in
now
terms of business, et cetera.
Yes.
Let's start out with your thoughts on the state control of Nevada at this point in time regarding COVID versus the county control of the state versus COVID.
I appreciate that very much. I mentioned I put a letter out on May the 4th that actually I had published in pretty much all the newspapers in the state, and advocating that our administration take a hard look at delegating the responsibility of opening the counties to the individual counties. And I truly believe that's more important today than it was then. My feeling is our governor has been, or our administration generally, has been very compassionate concerning COVID and the deaths that COVID brings. And I believe you and I know that there are about, 1,305 deaths in the last 6 or 7 months. 1,305 deaths. And that compassion is basically built on the statistics that they are relying on that are coming out of the federal statistic creator, if you will. And those statistics are starting to crumble. You know, we're seeing where maybe only 6% of the national deaths are truly only due to COVID, 6% of 153,000. So we've had 1,305. And statistics are only as good as the moment that they're put into place. So the compassion from our administration has been on those deaths. And I certainly agree. But the tragedy that's taking place, and I deal with as a commissioner and in business, the tragedy to the residents of Nevada are just deplorable. And I don't really see that being in the press anywhere. But
well,
I'm
this
gonna
is,
tell you.
Okay, so this is your opportunity. Lay out what you consider those tragedies to be.
Well, so the individuals, there's several stratas, aren't there? So you have individuals being fired, 18,000 yesterday from MGM. Those folks are gonna lose their 401ks. They're losing their payrolls. They don't have jobs to go to. They're losing their insurance. Now they can't make all of the payments that a family needs to make. And there's a lot of being unsure and what in the world is, where is hope? And federal government doesn't have enough money to shore everybody up. in the United States under those kind of circumstances?
You know, the Fed says they do.
I know, but they've got to print the money, and you and I know what happens after the fact.
So, okay, but can we debate that just for a second? Which
sure.
is, because I would agree with you that over the years we have learned that, you know, if you borrow money, you have to pay it back. But what the economists on both sides of the issue are saying is that with interest rates at near zero and a 30-year timeline on paying back that debt, that actually the Fed has the capacity to print money without it having a huge effect on inflation. And in fact, the Fed just said in the last week that they were going to try to boost the inflation rate because they haven't even gotten close to it over the last several years.
Well, that's certainly something I can't debate because it's beyond my expertise.
And beyond mine, too. We have an economist coming on in the next week or so to talk about these issues, but I'm just saying what I'm reading.
So if our federal government can write 350 million people checks that will get us all out of trouble, you know, I'm all for that. But I have real trouble believing that. But I don't have trouble with believing the fact of how many Nevadans are in serious trouble to lose everything. You look at all the small businesses around us, and so the big businesses are still open, Home Depot and Lowe's and all the folks that have been allowed the department stores. Our small business base in Nevada has all been closed. If they aren't closed, they're only open over 50%. And most of those businesses are couples that live here in Nevada. They're families that have family businesses, and they have mortgages, and they have rent payments. And nobody has shut off, whether it be county or state. We're still paying our taxes. We're still paying our business license fees. All of these small businesses have been closed for 6 months now, and this fee impact doesn't go away. This carry doesn't go away. And you and I know that a lot of small businesses are capitalized by credit cards. I mean, they don't have access to capital pools, right? And so now all the credit cards are full, and everybody's filling them up to try to get where they are. And we're still closed across the board. And so I believe that the devastation that hasn't even been seen yet that is happening out there in the world. So let me tell you what happens. And I have direct contact with these folks. People that have gone through rehab for alcohol. And they can't meet anymore, right? AAA. And so folks that have gone through drug rehab. And folks that have had a lot of problems in family domestic issues. All of those things are being spotlighted, why they lose their homes, they lose their money, they lose their income, they lose their jobs. They go back home, and we are now falling into that pit of tragedy because all of those things are coming back. Alcoholism is on the rise. Drug addiction is on the rise. And that's
and
the,
plus domestic violence.
Oh, my goodness,
abuse.
Yes. And I can go back and cite names of people that I'm talking to that I can't even get in their doors anymore because they don't want to answer the door. So the collateral damage to the decisions that have been made, and I'm sure they've been made in good conscience, but I think it's been misplaced compassion. I don't believe there's been enough compassion looked at by the administration on all of the collateral damage that's taking place. Just look at one family or one business and see what's going down. The bar owners, for example, that have been closed for 6 months, those folks, I mean, some of them have gone in and put thousands and thousands of dollars into breweries, if you will, and equipment to make all that stuff work, and that's all mortgaged or brokered or some form of loan. So I sit here today, Sam, and I can tell you the President of the United States told all of the governors in the state and the administrations, open your states. To me, the natural course would have been reaching out to your county governments and say, open your counties. Because we're close to our people. We know our residents. They talk to us and complain to us, or mostly complain, all the time. And so we know our local businesses and who are the guys that are going to comply and who are the guys that we're going to have to watch. If they had merely taken that path and allowed the individual counties to open up their counties and then make them responsible under the red light and the yellow light and the green light, and so the state can always step in if a county is failing. But the county is much closer to the source and can mitigate the damage much faster than a state can from a chair down in Carson City. And so I believe that there have been mistakes made with an honest compassion idea, but they haven't been looking beyond just the statistics having to do with COVID.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn.
Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Things are heating up at the Carson Valley Inn. Win your share of $200,000 through September 26th. Cash and free play every weekend, plus 5x points Fridays. The good times are at CVI.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. He is the partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Robert Lang was on the program the other day. And he's coming out with a book with Dave DeMore from UNLV. He's with the Brookings Institute, Brookings Mountain West. And he talks about the incentives that were given to companies like Tesla. And he says that, you know, Las Vegas should have been getting much more of the business that was coming to the state, and that the incentives or the state money that was spent in the wrong places. For example, he says that for the expansion of USA Parkway, the state could have spent less money than that expansion and fully fitted out Apex, so it would have been a fully functioning business park. That the incentives for Tesla really shouldn't have happened. That there's still favor toward northern Nevada rather than southern Nevada in just about every incentive deal. And he was not willing to name names, but he said it's a systematic failure, that the largest population base in the state isn't getting close to the benefits. I give you the floor, sir.
Well, my first thought as you share that with me, it's the first time I've heard it, but let's give the companies that choose where they locate the choice. Now, I can tell you the company you've just named looked hard at Las Vegas, and the governor had them looking hard, and Steve had them looking hard, and they didn't want to go there. It was a company choice, not a state choice. And Apple's here, we haven't named them. And the incentive package that would hand it them to locate out there as well. But these companies make their choices on where they want to locate. And I'm going to tell you that economic diversification and development is a contact sport. We're not just competing against other companies. We're competing against every state in the nation that wants these companies. So if Nevada's going to prosper, and if they're going to diversify their economies, they have to be on the playing board. They have to be on the chessboard.
Let me just throw in a quick thing.
Please.
He's against these incentives. He says the example, best example of bad incentives would be the Amazon deal in New York City, and that was eventually rejected, and that we're just looking too much at these incentives. We shouldn't be.
So if he could do that universally across the board so that there wasn't the competition between states, perhaps that could work, and we could absolutely control the economic diversification environment. But that's not true. Tesla is offering free land and huge incentives to get companies there, and Texas is a very successful state. When we did Tesla, Sam, there were 37 states already been in the plant trying to get Tesla to come to their states. And when it broke down, we weren't even in the mix. They weren't even looking in Nevada. So they were looking in Texas, they were looking in New Mexico, they were looking at Arizona, Utah, and California. And those states were offering billions in incentives for to get that company. And when Tesla located here, they helped pull us out of the worst recession I think this state has ever seen, or one of the worst, because they came here and because all of that cash flow and because of all of that payroll. And we got that at a very, very inexpensive cost. I think it was about $1.25 billion, which paled in comparison to what California and Texas were offering. But we were chosen as a state because we're a state that gets things done, and that company made the choice on where they were going, and they actually accepted less incentives to come here. Thank God, and thank you, Elon Musk.
All right, so another example that he brought up on the program was Switch. He said that basically there was a gun held to Switch's head to build the expansion up in northern Nevada to be able to get the incentives as part of the statewide package. Your thoughts on that?
Not true at all. And the gentleman, God love him, I don't know who he is. I don't know who he is. I've never met the man, and I don't even tell you who I know he is.
I will send you a link to his program.
Thank you very much. But I can tell you that I work specifically one-on-one with Rob Roy and his staff to come here. And they were not coming to Nevada. As a matter of fact,
they were based in southern Nevada, as you know.
Oh, I know that. But they were looking at Arizona because
correct.
Arizona has much friendlier data storage or a component, if you will, and incentives in Arizona. And so they watched the Tesla program that took place in that special session, and they were here looking. But they had to be convinced. And by the way, they didn't even take the full incentive package. I was with Rob Roy when he said, I'm not going to avail myself of all of the incentives that the state might give me because I know that the population and the communities and the governments need to have that cash flow. So Rob Roy was very sensitive to the incentive package. But if we hadn't had something in Nevada that would have given him the incentive to stay here, we would have lost the largest data storage company in America. And here's one of the things I want to say, Sam. If you look today at what folks are projecting, what are the industries that are going to take us into the 21st century after COVID and after this completely remix in society, what are the companies that are going to lead us? They're the tech companies, the data storage companies, the Teslas of the world, the manufacturers. And if you take a look at Northern Nevada and Storey County, we started diversifying our economy 20 years ago with the very companies that have chosen to locate here that are going to be the lead companies that are going to sustain the cash flows and the economic prosperity of America. And they're all here in Northern Nevada right now, or out in TRI.
Okay.
Because of incentives.
I'm just having you respond to things that he said on the program.
So am I passionate?
I think you're doing fine. He said that Northern Nevada tried to take Faraday, even though that was a failed plan anyway, but that Northern Nevada wanted to take Faraday away from Apex. Is that true, to your knowledge?
That Northern Nevada wanted to take Faraday away from Apex?
Yeah, Faraday Future, the car company.
It's not a matter of taking something away. We're competing on a field of competition. And be it state to state or city to city or environment to environment.
So there was an attempt to bring Faraday north?
Of course, I'd attempt to bring every company in America to Northern Nevada.
Okay.
I mean, that's my job.
Okay, one other thing that he raised that I'll raise and then we'll change topics. He said that his concern is with all these tech companies coming up here that we have more active earthquakes in Northern Nevada than they do in Southern Nevada. For those listening on the radio or to audio podcast, Lance has just put his head in his
hand. I don't have a response, Sam. I'm sorry.
No, and that's fine. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. He is the partner broker for the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Can you share with us, Tesla obviously is going to be building autonomous semi-trucks. Are they going to happen at TRI?
There's a lot of speculation they will. So I can't tell you emphatically, but it's been speculated that that's where they're going to be built, and I have assumed that's the case. And as far as I'm concerned, wearing my commissioner hat from Story County, they are still developing a lot more building and a lot more assets out there. So could that happen? Sure. And it absolutely has been considered. What they're going to do at the end of the day, I really couldn't tell you.
But the plan is eventually that plant is going to be 16 million square feet.
Actually, 20.
20? It's now up to 20 million square
feet? Yeah. 10 million square feet of floor. And they have multiple floors. Remember that they got one footprint, but they have like 4 floors. So.
And it sits on 1,000 acres. So it's not like
3,330 acres.
Right, but that includes all the mountaintops. So, I mean, I would just
which they can build on.
Right. Well, are they putting solar arrays up there?
They're going to have one of the largest solar complexes. Actually, solar is going to be amazing. Rob Roy right now has plans to build the largest solar array in the world out there. So lots of solar being looked at. And Tesla, of course, their whole roof, and you're going to see solar panels everywhere.
Yes. Okay. Do we have any idea what Google is doing?
No. Google is one of the darndest companies. They play their cards pretty close to the vest, talking about a Nevada issue. Yeah, they play poker. And we really don't know, except...
Because they got 1,200 acres, which
is huge. Have you driven out there recently?
Sorry, 1,250.
Have you driven out there recently?
It's been a couple of weeks.
They've taken USA Parkway and made a three-lane each way, six-lane freeway.
The road, yeah.
And the most beautifully improved road, I think, in the state of Nevada. And it crosses Comstock Meadows.
Okay, so let's go to the rumor mill. So we're not asking for accuracy, we're asking for what people are saying.
Right.
What are people saying they think might be going on at Google?
Data storage.
It's got to be more than data storage.
Well, everybody believes that, but have we seen it yet? No. So I can tell you comfortably, factually, a lot of data storage and a major component. But they're also working on a joint venture with Switch on a new high-tech treatment plant to treat all forms of water, river water, reclaimed everything, to drinking water standards. So they're putting in one of the newest technology, if you will, in sewer treatment in the United States today, and they're joint venturing that. We gave them 10 acres to do that on. So they are venturing into other areas, but of course they need the water for the data storage, right? They use a lot of water, so.
You got a new client coming into the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Blockchains, who you sold 167,000 acres to, is objecting. How's that gonna turn out?
They're coming in. I can't imagine not. So we don't have a lot of minutes for me to develop a full answer to you. I've been at TRI. I'm a commissioner, and because I have a pecuniary interest in this, I have to be very careful in chatting about a company. So I'm going to answer it this way. I've been at TRI for 22 years. I've been involved with over 140 companies, many of them in various forms of air quality. I mean, if you take a look at air quality permits, the power company out there has most of them. right, in the state of Nevada. This is the first company that has ever been protested in my 22-year history in that park. And the reason it's been protested by others is an election issue. There are two fellows that are looking for something to hang their hat on to remove some commissioners from the commission. And what they've landed on is Stericycle. Now, it would take me a bit, if you have the minutes, to explain blockchains. Blockchains has, I have to leave it at that. But there are private agendas running that don't make sense. And let me tell you this about blockchains. Blockchains has a long ways to go in the park. TRI has a designated set of entitlements within the covenants. Blockchains owns about 1,000 acres in those covenants and is entitled to those zonings. 67,000 acres they own is forestry. It's going to have to be mapped. It's going to have to be brought in. It's going to have an entitled new set of entitlements, mapping, and zoning done in order to build anything. And so far, we really don't know what they're planning. We've seen okay. magical plans, but nothing has developed.
Let's just say this, to be continued.
To be continued. Lots more.
Lance Gilman, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.